Welcome to Hold Up, the podcast where we watch our favorite rom-coms and decide whether they hold up. I'm Carrie Gilbert.
I'm Allison Gilbert, and you can find us on Instagram at hold underscore up underscore pod and on TikTok at hold up podcast. I posted two this week. And go like them because I've decided we've been shadow banned. Someone asked me this week why we hadn't posted in a while, and I was like, we post all the time. So go like them. Shout out to my friend Kyle, who was like, hey, why aren't you posting? And I was like, we are. Carrie, what did we watch this week?
We watched about last night the 2014
Yes,
version.
the 2014 version. I didn't know when I put it on the list that there was a 1984 version or something, and I didn't have the energy to watch both.
No, I
So
didn't
we
either.
watched, and the original version doesn't have Regina Hall, so I'm limited interest in it, if you will.
It does have Demi Moore. No offense to Demi Moore.
No offense to Demi Moore, but in terms of like comedy chops, Carrie, you want to
Sure,
go
sure,
like,
sure.
I'm just saying, like, I don't know that Demi Moore and Regina Hall are on this are operating on the same level of comedic actress. It came out in
Sure.
2014 and holds a 68% on Rotten Tomatoes. It was directed by Steve Pink and written by Leslie Headland. And man, can you tell?
You can, first of all, two things. You can tell it was written by Leslie Headland because the dialogue is very Leslie Headlandian, but also
Efroni and Headlidian.
you can also tell that this was a script that was originally intended for white people.
Yes, I do think they gave them a lot of free range to once they cast an almost entirely black cast. Also, the last scene of this movie is the last scene of Sleeping with Other People where they let the secondary funny couple just riff on each other. And it's my favorite scene because at one point Kevin Hart just starts laughing and can't stop. He
Kevin
just is like
Hart loses his
overwhelmed.
shit.
He's just overwhelmed with the joy of playing opposite Regina Hall. And look, I'm not really a Kevin Hart stan. I am a Regina Hall stan. But those two together, my word.
I
I loved him in Glee. I've
largely
never
oh,
liked Kevin Hart more.
I don't think I've ever seen Kevin Hart in anything, to be fair.
I'm
Like,
sorry.
I
Are you not
mean,
watching the Jumanji remakes? Carrie, they're so good.
no, I have not watched the Jumanji remakes.
Oh, you gotta watch the Jumanji remakes.
I genuinely am not sure I've ever seen a Kevin Hart movie. I'm obviously very aware of who he is and like his brand. And I've always just kind of assumed like it's not for me. He was delightful in this movie. Like
Delightful.
utterly delightful.
Oh,
So
I should say this
funny.
movie was written based on a movie, the 1984 movie, based on the David Mamet play Sexual Perversity in Chicago. And you can tell because at one point they cheers to sexual perversity in Los Angeles.
Yes.
Different.
Yes, we should also point out that all of the characters have like very white people names. It was clear
Debbie.
that
There's not, find me a black woman named Debbie right now. Do it.
Debbie and Joan. I mean, just Debbie Sullivan and Joan. Like those are white ladies. Those are like 65-year-old white ladies in HR. You know what I mean?
That which is they are Joy Bryant and Regina Hall, respectively.
And then Kevin Hart's character was clearly supposed to be a Jewish man that then, when we had the conversation about the fact that he couldn't introduce Regina Hall to his Jewish parents, he just said it was a lie because he wasn't ready to commit to introducing her to his parents. But I would
Also, his
bet
name is
money
Bernie, you know what I mean?
that in the
Like,
real script, yeah, that that's exactly the storyline.
at one point, she goes Bernie like Madoff. And oh, Regina Hall has the one-liners in this movie. I wrote almost all of them down.
Yes. Michael Ealy's father's best friend is an old Irish man who runs a bar.
They didn't change it. They were just like, it's
They
the same.
just didn't change it. I love it. It was great. It was
Although, to
absolutely
be
wonderful.
fair, in the neighborhood we grew up in, it's very possible that there's an old Irishman who runs a bar whose best friend is a black man. We
I
grew
don't
up in a
see
black
it.
Irish, black, not a black, in a black and Irish neighborhood. Now, there's also racism. They don't mix a lot because there's racism.
Sure.
But it's possible.
Yes. I could not place Joy Bryant at first. And then once
Oh,
I
I was
did place
immediately like
her.
the boring one from Parenthood, which is saying something. They're all boring in Parenthood. They're all boring. Also, I find her and Michael Ealy early Ealy.
Ely, there's Nora.
I found them both incredibly boring in this movie. Beautiful. Oh my God, I would watch them. I would watch them paint. But the movie is relying a lot on They're Both So Beautiful, and Kevin Hart and Regina Hall are going to do all of the heavy lifting.
Yes, it was clear that we had like the comedy couple and then like the reality couple. Like, I think it was intentionally trying to do this thing where like one couple was like exaggerated, over the top, like kind of a caricature of a couple,
Yes.
and the other couple is more grounded in reality.
The Regina Hall Kevin Hart couple are incredibly toxic. They're very mean to each other. They're either fighting or fucking, or they're like desperately in love with each other. At one point, she has a scene where she's crying and he says something offensive, and she's just gotten him during sex. They're also she's all, he's inside her during the scene. She's gotten him to call her his girlfriend, and then he upset her, and then she just goes, "Call me your girlfriend again. Call me your girlfriend again." And it's so ridiculous, and I love it so much because. And we've said this before, this is like our fourth or fifth Regina Hall. Dramatically underrated. Why on God's green fucking earth? I know the answer. Why on God's green fucking earth is she not like Melissa McCarthy level comedy pick? I know the answer. You don't have to, I know the answer. It's I
Yeah.
get it, but come the fuck on.
Yeah.
Obsessed. Obsessed. I texted
She was so funny in this.
my friend Glenda worked for Kevin Hart for a long time, and I texted her and said, "Did you work for Kevin Hart during About Last Night?" And she said, "No, but that I worked for him on Real Husbands of Hollywood, which is a Real Housewives spoof, like TV show, I think." And she said, "That's how he got her on Real Husbands because they became friends making this movie." And I was like, "It's clear, like, it's clear those two people are one very." Like funny and good at what they do, but also like comfortable with each other so that they like their chemistry was so good.
The way that those two spat dialogue at each other and like played off of each other was excellent. It was a master class in, I mean, I think Leslie Headland's dialogue is always a master class in dialogue, but the way that those two delivered the dialogue, I
Yeah.
would say the same for, I thought that Kevin Hart and Michael Ealy played off of each other really beautifully. I
Yes.
thought that their
Best friendship.
and their dialogue and the way that they, this was me, and I like Michael Ealy. I think like anything I've ever seen him in, I've liked him, because I mean he is a treat to look at, let me tell
Oh
you.
my God. I've never been more
But
attracted
this
to an
was
art than I was
probably
during
like
this
the
movie, though.
most I've ever liked him as an actor. I thought like he was very funny. Not obviously his relationship, like you said, is drier and more grounded in reality and not comedic, but his relationship, he and Kevin Hart, their scenes were very funny.
No, during all of his Enjoy Bryant's like scenes, I was like, can we go back to Regina Hall riding Kevin Hart in a chicken mask? Because I find that deeply funny.
I at one point had a note that I said, the crazy couple is crazy, but like also really cute.
Okay, because he also said the most romantic thing I've ever heard in a movie, which is, I wrote it down. The only chick with low self-esteem I wanted tonight was you. A man said that to me. She says something to him. She's like, they're like at this party and they've broken up. So like Regina Hall and Kevin Hart's character like had crazy sex for a few months, and that's how Joy Bryant and Michael Ealy met, and then they started like a more real relationship. But and then Regina Hall and Kevin Hart break up because they're toxic and mean to each other. And then he like runs into her at a party because they're in the same friend group, and their best friends are dating each other, and she has this like tall, hot snack of a man. And she says something to like go to the next bar and like go find yourself some low self-esteem bitch to fuck. And he said, the only girl with low self-esteem I wanted tonight was you.
It was lovely.
It's so cute. Oh, I felt that. Also, I'm just gonna read the Regina Hall lines. If that bitch was any dumber, you could water her. No, I'm sorry. If that bitch was any dumber, you'd have to water her. The same girl, she's her name is Tracy, and she just looks like Tracy Morgan to me. This is a beautiful young lady who with no romance, just Regina Hall's character
No,
being
I
a
was like,
bitch. I loved
that
it.
is not true, but appreciate it.
Oh, this was a Joy Bryant line when she's high. She says, my forehead weighs so much right now.
Hi, also, she had a good line. when he had pissed her off, he had like gotten drunk and it was like hungover the next morning when he was supposed to be helping her like get ready for a dinner party
For
and
Thanksgiving, her favorite
for
holiday.
Thanksgiving. Right. And she had said repeatedly how important it was to her. And he said, like, what can I do to make it up to you? And she said, you can be unequivocally supportive of whatever I do for the next 24 hours. And I love that.
It was also in the same. She had been like, "Oh, you're up. You can get the chicken or get the turkey out of the oven. It's time." And he goes, "Okay, I'm so sorry. What can I do to help?" And she goes, "You can get the turkey out of the oven. It's time." I was like, "Bitch, she literally just said."
Yeah.
Also, it was noon though, and I was like, "Your turkey's ready at noon. What time did you wake
I was
up?
like, your turkey's gonna be
You
dry
put that
as
thing in at six
fuck.
a.m., girl."
Right.
Oh, at one point, Regina King, they're out for Halloween. And another reason you know this was written for white people, Kevin Hart was dressed as Channing Tatum from Magic Mike. And she said, "There's no magic in that, Mini Mike." There is something about Kevin Hart is short jokes that will get me every time.
Yes. Yes.
I will say, so Paula Patton plays Michael Ealy's ex-girlfriend. She was trying to be as funny as Regina Hall, very unsuccessfully.
Yeah.
Acting isn't for her. She should just be pretty.
That is so mean.
I'm sorry, Carrie, she wasn't good. To be fair, like maybe she's better in more subtle roles, but her character in this was ridiculous, and Regina Hall's character in this is ridiculous. And it's like you put those two side by
Yeah,
side, and it's like
I.
one of these is pulling off ridiculous because they're a very talented comedic actor, and one of them is not because they're not.
First of all,
I'm
I
so
do
sorry to Paula
think
Patton, and I think you're stunning.
Paula
And
Patton is
Team You versus Robin
truly,
Thicke forever. Like, I, Paula, I'm on your side. Just be
truly
pretty.
one of the most beautiful people I've ever seen,
Absolutely stunning.
ever. But I have seen her in things that I like her in. You're right. I don't think that like over the top exaggerated comedy is where her strengths lie.
Especially in a movie where it's being done so well in other places.
Right.
It was glaring
Yeah.
that that was not her skill. And again, it's not a kind bar because I do genuinely believe that Regina Hall is one of the greatest living comedic actresses we have. Like, I do think Regina Hall will be remembered in history on par with these other like incredible comedy actresses. So like anybody next to her is going to be
Right.
a little bit pathetic. But also, let's recognize the fact that that's how we cast this movie, and maybe let's tone down Paula Patton's character a little bit.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I get that like she had to come on to him really hard because like he doesn't sleep with
Joy
her,
Bryant's
he
out of
resists.
town. His ex-girlfriend, whose name is Allison, and everyone keeps talking about what a bitch Allison is, which was hurtful. Also, a name I've never met a black woman with the name
Yeah, I
Allison.
feel
I have an
like
incredibly white name.
we've just started talking without like giving a lot of context for this film.
Yeah, Carrie. Well, this film really isn't about. This film is just about people dating.
Yes, it reminded
In a
me a little
Headlittian
bit
way, it's just
of
about people existing.
Love Jones. Is
Yeah.
that the name of that movie we watched?
Yeah.
And that it's sort of this like recitation on which feels very Mamet-y, right?
Yes.
Is
Yeah,
like
there's
it's
not a
not
ton of
really,
plot. It's very
it's
character
not right. It's
and dialogue driven.
about how do you make relationships work? Like what makes a relationship work? And both Kevin Hart and Michael Ealy are sort of self-proclaimed womanizer horn
Ely's not
dogs.
Michael Ely's like, "My girlfriend broke up with me, I'm gonna be sad." And Kevin Hart's like, "Go get you some pussy." He talks about eating pussy a lot when we know he doesn't, because Regina Hall says at the beginning that he doesn't.
Another hilarious line where she says, "What? Why don't you like cunnilingus?" And he's like, "Bitch, I don't even know her. Like, I don't know who you're talking about." You're right. Michael Ealy is more like, I just maybe
He was
relationships
like,
meant
"My
for me
girlfriend
because I
dumped me a
like.
year ago. I'm gonna be sad." And then, like, the same thing happens when he and Joy Bryant at the end break up.
Yes, but he clearly is like self-sabotaging this relationship in
Yes.
many ways. Like he's not really willing to commit, and he's falling for her, but like not ever like going full in. And blaming her for a lot of shit that's not really her fault.
No, again, as we say with almost every movie, why don't we all get a spot of therapy? Why don't we all go to
Right.
therapy?
Yeah. And he kept being like she would just be like having conversations with him and like communicating in an open and mature way. And he'd be like, why are we fighting? And she's like, no, like we're not. I'm just expressing like my expectations to you as
I just
grown-ups
want you to
do.
not get so wasted the night before Thanksgiving that you can't help me cook Thanksgiving dinner.
Right. Yes. And so I will say like
And
there.
he was like, you don't think he hates his job and she makes more money. And he's like, you don't think I'm ambitious enough for you. And she's like, I truly don't care what you do with your life as long as you're happy. You're putting the expectations of your shitty ex-girlfriend, Paula Patton, onto me. And then he like goes and becomes a bartender. And it's like, oh yeah, that's what you should be doing for his
Right.
dad's best
And
friend's
he like
car.
gets this like weird inferiority complex around like her boss, who I think
He's
is also
trying to
her
have sex with
ex.
her, to be fair.
Yeah. And she's like, yeah, I'm not saying any of that. Like you're here, you're making that up in your head. Like you're projecting your own shit. So I didn't find them boring in the sense that like, yes, they're not doing comedy, but like I thought that the development of the relationship and like watching this relationship develop and the like, how do you make it work was actually like really interesting and well written.
Yes, I think the thing I liked about this movie, I have a lot of thoughts. First of all, and we've talked about this with a lot of we talked about this with Love Jones, and we talked about this with a couple other like black rom-coms that you and I don't know about you, I'd never seen this movie before. That like this is a very good romantic comedy. It's very funny, it's very sweet, it's very well written. It's for the most part, sorry, Paula Patton, well acted.
Fucking
And yet
Paula
it's not
Patton.
really been on our and as I'm watching it, I'm like, there's something so it came out in 2014, but there is, and I think part of this is down to, I mean, Leslie Headland didn't direct it, but part of it down to there is something Efronian about it. There's something like the music, the way it was shot, the way the dialogue, the like they do a lot of like dual scenes where like the dudes will be talking and then we'll cut to the women talking, or like each couple will be talking and we're getting multi perspectives. Like there's a lot of really interesting things happening, and in a movie that is not heavy in plot, the plot of this movie is like two people meet, they start dating, they go through the struggles of dating, they break up, they get back together. Like it's very low plot and very high character and dialogue. Why is this all of those things, all of it done very well? Like, why is this a movie that hasn't really crossed our radar until we were like looking for movies to do this year? And the answer is because it's a black rom-com. And that's just not
Yeah.
exposed to white audiences in the same way. But I did think like the like music, the like sweeping sh they made Los Angeles feel like, obviously the original version of this movie and the play take place in Chicago, but they made Los Angeles feel like New York or Chicago rom-coms do,
I
which
had to keep reminding myself. I was like, wait, no, we're not New York.
I
We're in
kept thinking it was New
LA.
York.
Yeah.
Which is, well, and also the thing about, I think we talked about this with Celeste and Jesse forever. It's like, you get to pick the pretty parts.
Right.
And this and Celeste and Jesse forever take place in like a 4-block radius. It's like, oh, there are a couple nice areas.
Yeah.
But it was just like a really, really pretty movie to watch and to like listen to music and dialogue wise. And then on top of that, Regina Hall and Kevin Hart are just like knocking away. This is one of the funnier movies we've watched.
Yes. Yeah, the music was excellent. There were several songs that came up that I thought to myself, there's no way this song is 10 years old.
Gary, this movie, oh no, it's 10 years old. You're right. I was about to say it was 20 years old.
No, this movie's 10 years old, which means all of the songs in it are at least 10 years old. And there were songs where I was like, no, that song came out like 2 years ago.
Nope.
But no.
No, this movie had a very nice, like, and I think this has helped by the
I'll hold my thought. You finish your thought. Go ahead.
it's helped by the fact that Regina Hall and Joy Bryant play roommates, but it like very much touches at the point of life when you're going from like your 20s into your 30s, but like the living with your friends to like living with your partner part of life. And Regina Hall says like hilarious but awful things to Joy Bryant when she first moves in with Michael Ealy, which is like, how dare you leave me? How dare you leave me for a man? I give it 3 months. And then Joy Bryant like turns it around on Regina Hall later when she and Kevin Hart are moving in together. But like, I also, you said this a little with Kevin Hart and Michael Ealy characters, but like, I really liked the friendships. Like, I really liked Regina Hall and Joy Bryant's friendship. And I liked the like cross-gender relationships. Like, Regina Hall gave Michael Ealy a lot of shit, but then she'd also be like, I'm glad you're with my, you know, like then she also was loving and kind to him when he wasn't being a dick. But when he was being a dick, she made sure he knew. And that's what a girlfriend is.
And there were some good moments between Joy Bryant and Kevin Hart as well, like that whole
Yeah.
dinner scene where he's like, she can't cook, like you need to take this back because
Oh
you're
my
gonna put
God.
food in the bag. It was, like hilarious.
Am I a Kevin Hart fan?
Right? I was like, do I need to watch more Kevin Hart movies? Is
Okay,
that
Carrie,
what
but
I'm missing in my life?
I do think you should watch Jumanji remake. Because here's the thing about the Jumanji remake. It doesn't replace original Jumanji. It's like way bigger. It's like a blockbuster. But I'm sorry if this is like the most basic lady thing to say forever, but like Kevin Hart and The Rock are so funny. What a funny little relationship they have.
They're like pint size and mega size.
Yeah. What's funny about them is that oh my God, why haven't they remade Twins with The Rock and Kevin Hart? Someone's pitched that, right? Like that's in development somewhere.
It has to be.
Because that's stunning. Anyway, what were you gonna
I
say?
was gonna say, have you seen the preview for the new M. Night Shyamalan movie that's coming out?
What on earth does that have to do with about last night?
Nothing. It has to do with feeling old because I was saying, like, there's no way that these songs are 10 years old. Time is a
Flat
construct.
circle.
But M. Night Shyamalan has a new movie coming out, the premise of which, spoiler, because like it's a spoiler that's revealed in the trailer that's kind of like a big, like, ah, moment.
Speed ahead a minute if you're a devout M. Night fan and you want to
Right.
hear this, I guess. Go.
And you haven't gotten to the trailer yet. The premise is Josh Hartnett
Oh,
is
it came up
the
on TikTok today and I scrolled past because it said
father of a tween who he takes to a concert, and it turns out that the concert is all a giant sting operation to arrest a serial killer who is Josh Hartnett. But
I'm in. Wait, there's two Josh Hartnetts, or this is the same Josh Hartnett?
same Josh Hartnett. He is a loving father who also is a serial killer.
Oh, this is
And
based on like RDK is the BTK. One of them is the SVU version, one of them is real. BTK is real.
BT is real. Yes. And he was, yes, a father. A happy, like, family man.
Oh, his daughter wrote like a stunning op-ed about like after he was caught, like turns out my father was a serial killer.
Yes, I'm
Chilling.
fascinated by like serial killers who were like totally normal and had families.
Do you think about it sometimes when you look at your partner and you're like, you seem really trustworthy and you tell me what a terrible liar you are? And you've demonstrated that you're a terrible liar when we play games where lying is a part of it. But what if that's the greatest lie?
Right. What if that's the long con? Anyway,
No
the
one's going to
pop
trust him.
star in the concert. Like the concert that he's taking his daughter to, the pop star, who is a full-grown adult, is played by M. Night Shyamalan's daughter. And
Nepo baby.
I said to Jeff, M. Night Shyamalan having an adult child in a movie where Josh Hartnett is playing the father, that's more than I can handle. Like, I don't want to be that old yet.
My
Sorry.
brain goes right to like, yeah, Josh Hartnett and his daddy. But then it turns out he's a serial killer.
Yeah, but also, like, I mean, we all saw The Faculty. We loved, like, a little bit of a dirtbag Josh Hartnett,
Are you kidding me? Obsessed with Dirtbag Josh Hartnett.
This is going to be like that new show where Zach Morris, raped and kidnapped women.
Yeah, but turns out he also kind of sucks in real life.
Oh, bummer,
No,
because
maybe.
that man is beautiful. Wait,
Yeah,
is
I think
he?
he's an
Does he?
anti-vaxxer. I think he's an anti-vaxxer.
Are you sure you're not thinking of James Vanderbeek?
I am thinking of James Vanderbeek.
Yeah.
Mark Paul Gosselaar, James Vanderbeek, they are the same.
Mark, I'm fairly certain that Mark Paul Gosselaar is not an anti. He, like, from what I can tell from the interwebs, is a well-liked human being.
Okay, so that's right. Because when I found this out about James Vanderbeek, I was like, I thought we all loved him. What a bummer. I was thinking of Mark Paul Gosselaar.
Right.
James Vanderbeek sucks. Okay, they're again
He
in my head. I'm still
also,
picturing them with the same face.
yeah, no, I'm pretty sure because they also have like 8 to 10 children. So I'm pretty sure that they're like
You're talking about James?
secret, yeah, like homesteady trad wife conservatives, you know?
Yes.
I'm gonna go back to the movie now. Is that, are we good?
I
I
have
did
45 more minutes on Regina Hill to go. Like, ugh.
all.
Excuse me, Regina Hall.
I did several times throughout this movie think, how is Michael Ealy as like an entry to mid-level salesman in LA afford this apartment?
Oh, the apartments were stunning. He kept being like, you make more money than me. And then we went to his stunning, like open floor plan, masculine steel covered apartment. And I was like, the part of this movie is you don't make as much money as you want to.
Right. I was like, I know about LA real estate. How are you paying for this apartment?
Here's the thing. We don't need to get too deep into money, but my dual income, no kid household, like we do okay for ourselves, and this is the best we can afford. Like, no way. That apartment is like $5,000 a month. Best.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Crazy. And same with the women apartment, like the Regina Hall. I guess like Joy Bryan's character made a lot of, like, we don't really know any
Well, and
other jobs.
Regina Hall is supposed to be a dentist. I could imagine an LA dentist does fine for
Oh yeah, she
herself.
does like weird sexual dentist things on Kevin Hart. It's so weird and gross, and I'm obsessed with it because it's funny.
Yeah. And Joy Bryant's supposed to be like a big, like, hedge funder kind of person. So, like, their apartment I bought.
But there's like a beautiful spiral staircase in it.
Yes. Yes. I did not buy that Michael Ealy could afford that apartment.
No, his whole storyline is like you're mad, especially once he becomes a bartender. Like you need to
Right.
downsize your Michael. Move in with.
But the casting of Joe Latrullo as their like awkward white guy boss was perfection.
You mean how he was
Absolute
playing the
perfection.
exact same? He was playing Detective Boyle, but as a like a
But
sales
without the
boss.
charm. No. Detective Boyle is crazy and awkward and cannot read social cues, but he is charming and lovable and a good person. I do not think that that was true of this character.
There was a great moment where after Michael Ealy quits, because the thing is Michael Ealy does quit because they're like, hey, we're a sales company. When you sell supplies to your surrogate father, we actually need him to pay for them. And he's like, I can't work for a company with these sort of, I mean, like anti-capitalist king, but he was like, I cannot work for a company with these sort of unethical demands. And I was like, I don't mean to be capitalist, but their demands are that you're providing him a service and he should pay for.
Right. Yeah. Like, no, as somebody who owns my own business, it is important that bills get paid.
Yeah,
I just,
I
you
like I
know.
really wanted to be on his like side, but it was like they're asking for, and then he goes to his dad is dead, obviously. That's not clear. He goes to his dad's best friend and it's like, this is what they're asking for. And that guy's like, I didn't expect this from you. And it was like, you asshole. Your best friend's son is like, hey, I'm gonna lose my job if you don't pay your bills. And he's like, how dare you? Like, guys. This is me watching Rent, like in the present day, where I'm like, hey guys, like maybe Benny had a point and everyone just like should be paying rent, you know? Like you guys aren't paying rent and then you're getting mad at Benny for being like, hey, I got a job and I have to pay rent and you have to pay rent. Like, was Benny right? Was Benny right? Am I?
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing is like living in a dysfunctional capitalist
Yeah, like
society is
anarchy
a
all the
fucking
way, but also like
hellhole,
pay your bills.
but like we do live in a capitalist society, so we all need each other to pay bills so that we can all buy things and live and eat.
Right.
And
Right.
I'm fine if we want to change that and overhaul that, but until that happens, we
No,
do have
I
to pay
think
our
even in
bills.
like our ideal society, like our like normal capitalist social safety net society, like people still have to pay their bills. It's just that like we provide a social safety net for people
Right.
when they can't do that. Is that
And
crazy?
we don't have billionaires.
And we don't have billionaires.
Sorry. Sorry. On the eve of Tortured Poets Department, I know that that is not what we want to say, but like, no billionaires.
I'm
Sorry.
not staying up till midnight. I'm not doing it. I'll listen in the morning.
I barely stayed up for Cowboy Quarter. There's no way in hell I'm staying up for
Oh, I
Tortured
stayed up.
Poets
I stayed
Department.
up for. I listened to Two Thirds of Cow. I got to Yaya, and then I was like, "Ain't nothing gonna top that." And I went to bed. And you know what? I was right. Sorry to the last three songs on Cowboy Carter. They're still good. It's just like once Yaya goes, so do I.
It's fair.
Wait, what were we talking about? Oh, he has an apartment. But yes, he's like. Then he becomes a bartender, and there's never a mention of, "Hey, Rick, hey, how are you paying for this?" And then at one point, he's like, "Well, I have savings, so we can open a beer garden." It's like, "I show me your financials."
Right. Great. Was your father like a millionaire that left you a
Maybe
huge trust fund? Like what happened?
he
Right. I
died of
don't
bone
know.
cancer. That does feel like a fancy ca type of cancer.
I'm not sure ca cancer like chooses. You know what I mean? Like I'm
You
not
know what
sure
I mean?
cancer's
Like
like.
bone cancer is like elite.
Is it Allison?
It's like ovarian. Like, oof, you got a fancy one. Is this offensive? All
Little.
cancer is bad.
I'm just not sure there's an elite cancer, but I see what you're saying.
I just feel like you don't hear about bone cancer all that often, so it must be only for. Can I say something on the eve of Tortured Poets Department? Feel bad for Joe Alwyn.
Too. He's so unprepared.
Are we gonna get murdered? Here's the other thing is like I feel like he got in a relationship with a woman and was like, "Hey, I'd prefer it if like our relationship wasn't super public knowledge." And to her credit, it's like, okay, well then pick anyone else because you're in a relationship with Taylor Swift. Like you have to know what you're getting into. But
Right.
also, like then they had a quiet, seemingly happy relationship for 4 years, and then they break up, and she gets into a very public relationship and is publicly like, "Fuck that guy for not wanting to." Be out and about with me. Like, maybe this is my Andrew Scott obsession because I am in love with Andrew Scott and I am currently watching Ripley. That's doing nothing to curb my love for Andrew Scott. Crazy Andrew. What could be hotter than Irish priest Andrew Scott? Crazy Andrew Scott. But I'm like, if they're best friends, he has to be fine, right?
I know literally nothing about Joe Alwyn except that I loved him in The Favorite, but I do think that there's a little bit of like this man has been like pretty clear about the like private life that he wants to
He
lead.
just wants to be like a quaint British actor who makes like Yorgos Lanthimos
Yeah.
the most and Sally Rooney movies and shows. And he just wants to like live out his little British life. And his two best friends are Irish. So he has to be a good guy.
Yeah.
And
I
she's
do
like, I'm
feel a
going to drag
little.
him to filth. And it's like, did you maybe just outgrow each other and decide you no longer fit together and have
Like
sort
want
of like a
different
nice
things.
breakup? Do
Yes.
we need to drag him to filth? Can we just like. Sometimes it
I
just
know.
doesn't
I
work
saw that
out.
like when she started dating
Travis Kelce.
Travis Kelce, thank you. Also, I had like started to th see things on Twitter about like her referring to Matt Healy as like a good guy, and I'm just like gross.
I have no idea what happened, but I just heard him scream, "Eat shit." I'm never going to see him again. The game has
In
taken
the
him.
game? Sure. Okay.
He seems happy about it, so I think he just killed one of the bad guys. It's fine.
Sure. Anyway, when she started dating Travis Kelce, and people were like, oh, I love this for her because like he'll love her out loud, whereas Joe Alwyn wanted to hide her away. And I was like, I don't think like not wanting to live like in Taylor
In the
Swift's like
public eye.
crazy ass world
Well,
is
and I think like
hiding her away.
if it's important to Taylor Swift. That like someone publicly expresses their love for you, then yeah, like probably Joe Alwyn isn't it, you know?
Right.
But like, if Ben tomorrow was like, can't imagine, I need to be constantly posting on Instagram and other social media platforms about our love, I'd be like, I really prefer you didn't do that because it gives me the ick.
Exact same, same. Yeah. Right.
This
Like,
is
I
my way of
feel
being like,
like,
Joe Alwyn, I'm single. I'm not. I'm not single.
I was like, but you're not. No, right? Like, I think if that's like the terms of your relationship that you've agreed on, and granted, we don't know what went on. Maybe he was a
Maybe he
horrible
does
person
suck.
and he sucks and he cheated on her, and we have no idea. But I'm just
But
saying,
I do think there's
if
this
it's
thing that
not
happens.
that, if
I
it's
do
just
think
that he
there is this
like,
thing that happens among Swifties. Oh my God, if we are murdered after this episode, it was by Swifties, where it was like anyone who doesn't think Taylor walks on water is an awful person.
yeah.
They do you know what someone asked me last night? They were like, they asked me what my favorite song in Cowboy Carter was, and I was like, I really like the chunk from Bodyguard to Yaya, like that middle third of the album is my favorite. And they were like, oh, Bodyguard, the song that Taylor Swift does backup vocals on. And I was like, what? Not that I knew of, but cool. Because I also like Taylor Swift. I want to make just before you kill me, sweet peas, I'm on your side. I just think she might be a person with questionable morals. Anyway, I Googled it today and the internet was like debunked. Like Taylor Swift does not appear on Cowboy Carter. She does not do backup vocals. And I was just like, those Swifties are just trying to get their fucking claws and everything. Like they're so mad Miley's on there and not Taylor.
Yeah. No, yeah.
Here's the thing that Miley has over Taylor. Oh my God, we're gonna get murdered.
You're whispering again.
Oh my God, we're gonna get murdered. An interesting voice. An interesting voice. Here's the thing that
Yeah.
Miley has over Taylor. An interesting voice.
Yeah. Yeah.
Obsessed with that song.
I'm obsessed with that song.
Makes me cry. I think about you guys every time.
Yeah. That Taylor Swift was never going to be on Cowboy Carter. I don't know where, why that would be crazy. Like, it just was never going to happen.
The thing that I think is really artful about Miley is like I had a list in my head of white female country singers I thought would be featured on Cowboy Carter, and Miley wasn't on that list. And then when it was Miley, I was like, makes perfect sense. Shocking but inevitable. Every good story is shocking but inevitable, such as Miley being on Cowboy Carter. I love it.
Yeah, it was perfect.
Their voices are stunning together.
Yes.
Anyway, I'm not staying up till midnight to listen to Tortured Poets Society.
You
I'll catch
know
you in the
whose
morning.
voice I didn't know I liked? Post Malone.
I'm attracted to Post Malone. Not to I don't so I don't know any Post Malone music than Levi's jeans. I've never heard his music. I have seen his face, and on first glance, that's not for me. If you want to get that many face tattoos, that's up to you, but that's not something I'm attracted to you. His voice on that song, I'm like, oh, I'm attracted to you.
So somebody, I saw somebody tweet. I don't know how to explain this, but it sounds like she made him take a shower.
I've never heard something more real. You need to be
Yeah.
sending me all these funny tweets now that I'm on Twitter. I, in my head, I was like, that could make a really beautiful wedding song if the lyric, "Baby, let me rattle that snake with my venom, denim on denim on denim on denim," wasn't so deeply sexual.
Yeah. No, Allison, the song starts off like I could be your jeans. You like.
Yeah.
So hot, so
Earlier,
hot, so
so
beautiful.
hot. It's so hot. Oh, if Post Malone came up to me and was like, "Do you have sex?" I'd be like, "Yeah, maybe." Maybe like you all from behind, so I don't see him that many tattoos on your face. This morning, Ben was petting Iggy and he said, I feel like I'm strumming him like a guitar. And I said, baby, put your lips on my lips and strum me like a guitar. And he was like, what? And I was like, I'm Cowboy Carter.
Yeah.
When was the last time we talked about the movie About Last Night that this podcast is allegedly on?
Listen, here's the thing about last night, about last night. It was an excellent movie, but like because it was an excellent movie, I have so little to say. It was great.
It was, and here's the thing I want to say to our likely mostly white, not likely, our definitely mostly white audience. We missed one. We missed a great one. And
Yeah.
as someone who has gone on record and said that a Leslie Headland rom-com is my favorite modern rom-com, and I stand by that. This is so, the last scene, I can't remember if we may have just talked about this off mic. The last scene where it's just like Kevin Hart and Regina Hall in bed riffing is very reminiscent to me of the last scene of, my favorite movie that I can't
Sleeping with
Sleeping with
other
Other
people.
People, where it's just Andrea Martin and Jason Mantzoukas riffing, and that I imagine neither was written. I think both were improvised. And the scene in this movie, like Regina Hall and Kevin Hart are so tickled by each other. Like they're both just saying silly, ridiculous, sometimes insulting, sometimes deeply sexual things and then laughing at whatever the other one has come up with,
And like
to the
fucking
point where
lose
Kevin Hart
it.
at one point is just so delighted by Regina Hall.
Yeah.
It was truly lovely, sweet, and special to watch. And like, good job, Leslie Headland. Why wasn't that the end of Bachelorette? I guess different movie, but
Totally different movie.
you can't look at someone else's titty pics. There were some things wrong with this movie, and that is at one point Michael Ealy tries to take Kevin Hart's phone and look at titty pics
You
that were not
can't look at somebody
censored.
else's
You
titty
can't look
pics.
at someone else's titty pics.
Also,
The boss tries to sleep with Joy Bryant, and that feels like a violation. You're her boss.
yes, but I think the implication was also that they had previously dated. So
I thought he was just in love with her.
I think all of the above.
Why did he get to keep the dog? Why did Michael Ealy get to keep
That was
that?
not clear to me at
She picked the
all.
dog. Why? It was so he would like have something to take care of and grow up. I get what we're doing, but that was her dog.
Yeah.
Her was a really cute dog.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I had the same thought. It was like, I don't understand why Michael Ealy got this dog, but it worked.
Well, also
Also,
because the
one
dog needed
thing.
to run away so that Joy Bryant could find him, and then they could re-fall in love at that fountain.
Right. Also, they decide at like 10 p.m. on New Year's Eve that they're going to go out, and they just wander into a bar on New Year's Eve. I'm
It was
sorry,
their bar. It was the bar they hung out at.
you still would have had to have bought tickets 6 months ago. Like you don't just wander into a bar on New Year's Eve. That doesn't make any sense.
On
In
Halloween,
no way.
they went out as Ike and Tina.
Yeah, that's rough.
Although Regina Hall had a really good way, like just looking at Joy Bryant, she said, like, are you Black Rod
Rod
Stewart or
Stewart.
something?
Black Rod Stewart, yeah.
Bar guy is putting Danny in a terrible, oh, when he was like, I won't pay my bills. We covered that.
Yeah.
I will say in the last scene, Kevin Hart's, she's like, I ordered myself a birthday cake. It's chocolate on chocolate on chocolate. And Kevin Hart is like, well, I'm allergic to chocolate. And she's like, exactly, this cake is for me. Then in the last scene where they're just riffing with each other, he's eating the cake. Now I understand that at that point, that was Kevin Hart and Regina Hall riffing with each other, but it was like, now you've lost me because he just said he was allergic to that.
Right. Now I'm out.
Now he's eating the cake. Are you allergic to it or not? My forehead is in my stomach. My forehead weighs so much right now. Oh, there's a beautiful moment after they've broken up. There's like dramatic music playing as they're both getting over the other one, and you see her like dramatically unfriend him on Facebook.
I know, I loved it. It's
The
so
most, it's
2014.
like,
Excellent.
oh, God bless 2014. I have
DM,
nothing
did you
else to
see?
say. What?
Something about like Mark Zuckerberg showed up on somewhere today, Instagram, and he's like rebranded. I don't know. Speaking of billionaires, there's no such thing as an ethical
There
billionaire.
are no ethical
Sorry
billionaires.
to the Swifties
Babe,
and the
she's not ethical.
BitHive.
I was gonna say, like, you and I are in the beehive, and also, like, none of those bitches are ethical. It's fine.
Yeah. Perhaps my favorite exchange in this movie, and then we can be done talking about this movie, but perhaps my favorite exchange in this movie was when Regina Hall is like admitting to Kevin Hart for the first time that she has feelings for him whilst he is inside of her. And she's like, this isn't just sex, right? And he's like, no, this isn't just sex. I mean, like, technically, this is
This is
sex.
sex. That's the same moment where then she gets upset. She goes, call me a girlfriend again.
Yes.
Why
Beautiful. Love
doesn't she
it.
have 17 Oscars?
I don't know. She's so great.
This is okay. We've done both of the best men's girls' trip. And now this. Is that, oh, is that all the Regina Hall we've done?
I feel like we're missing something.
All I'm saying is, I feel like every time we do a Regina Hall, oh my God, she's so beautiful. Just Google Regina Hall and look at her face. It's unfair. Do you know how old she is?
Probably in her 50s.
She's 53.
Yeah.
Sweet Jesus. She's so beautiful. Okay.
She'd have to be. I mean, based on that, I
Yes.
mean, the entire cast of Best Men has to be in their 50s because didn't we? Oh, we watched the show. We did that,
We
right?
did Best Man the Show. That was for
But they
the
were all like in their 50s in that. That was like the whole point of the show.
Love and Basketball.
She's
Friend. The sister.
isn't she the sister?
This is a very attractive cast. I'm gonna watch Love and Basketball again. Yeah, but I feel like every time we talk about Regina Hall, the conversation is like, she's so fucking funny. Why is she not more famous? I guess she's
Yeah.
very famous. Why is she not more accoladed?
Yeah. Allison, what are we watching next?
Next week, we're going to the theaters and we're going to watch The Fall Guy, which feels like it should be for a Patreon, but we're doing it for the regular
We're doing it
because we
for the
got money.
regular because it feels like it's gonna be fantastic. It's gonna check all of the boxes.
I didn't realize it
It's
was from
gonna
the director
be.
of Bullet Train, which I didn't see, but Ben did. And he, like most people, I think, didn't like that movie. And Ben was like, I thought it was fun.
What is was Bullet Train?
It came out recently. It was like, I only saw the trailer looked super fun and weird. It was like Brad Pitt on a train, and there was like a lot of crazy like combat and shooting, and like it's like very stylized and like funny action basically. Anyway, so like again, didn't see that movie. I think a lot of people didn't like it. Ben liked it. But I think that'll make for fun. Also,
Yeah.
love a
It to
Gosling.
me feels like what that Chris Evans Ana de Armas movie wishes it had done.
We'll see. Maybe it sucks, but yes.
Maybe, but I just can't imagine. I can't imagine that
I'll
it's gonna suck.
So next we are
Great. I
watching
can't
The
wait.
Fall Guy. We are over on our Patreon. Please join. We're doing it's our the only reason we haven't done a Patreon yet in April is because we're doing it on a book coming out next week. Funny Story by Emily Henry. Our books are set to arrive on the 23rd. We're gonna read them as fast as we can and record as fast as we can, so we'll have it up by the end of April. But that'll be fun. That's a
Yes.
story about like two people who get dumped and then I think fall in love. Like, oh, they get dumped, like their partners end up together, they like leave them for each other, and then the
Yes.
two cast offs like I'm sure they're gonna fall in love. It's gonna be great. Join us over there for that. And we're watching the Anne Hathaway what's his face Gallant scene. Noah
Yes. Nicholas
Nicholas.
Galitzine. Have you watched that show that he's on? I'm tempted to watch it.
With Julianne
With
Moore? I have not.
Okay.
He's really
Great.
funny in Bottoms. Have you seen Bottoms?
No.
That movie is so funny.
We'll talk about Nicholas Galitzine, but I feel like we're like watching the beginning of something,
I
you
had no
know?
faith in him after that stupid fucking movie, the last stupid Nicholas Galitzine movie and book we watched for the Patreon. Red, White, and Royal Blue. Then I saw Bottoms. It's so, I mean, like, he's not even the funniest part of it, and he's so funny. It also
Yeah.
gets very weird, but like, turns out there's a lot of murder at the end, but in a fun way. Watch Carrie, watch Bottoms.
Okay. Maybe I'll watch it to prepare for our the idea of you conversation.
Yes, then so that's our May Patreon. We're gonna read the book and watch that movie. In June, we're gonna watch Bridgerton. I'm already excited about it.
I'm so excited for
In July,
Bridgerton.
I
I
have us watching
cannot
Happy
wait.
Endings. Is that because I was already rewatching Happy Endings and I enjoy it? Maybe.
Yeah. Listen, the moral of the story is there's a lot of fun things going on the Patreon, so join the Patreon.
Lots of fun things. We tend to get drunk when we record those episodes. Maybe we'll do an in-depth. You know what we should do when we do our Funny Story Book Club? Is rate Tortured Poets Society or Tortured Poets Club or whatever the fuck it's called.
I'm going to bed now. It's 11 o'clock here. Bye.
Feel
Did
so
we
good.
sign
We're not
off?
clapping.
Bye.
We love you so much. Thank you. Join our Patreon so that we can keep bringing you content. We love you. Bye.